When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Charles Woolley.
I'm Liz Hayes.
I'm Liam Bartlett.
I'm Tara Brown.
And I'm Old Mate Pix. Those stories, plus updates on hair hats and teeth whitening, up next on 60 Minutes.
So you were quick to launch a 60 Minutes investigation started last Sunday. It's
last
been going
Sunday.
For 6 days.
Yeah, there was some finger pointing going on.
Hey, so everyone blaming everyone.
Yeah, I've sort of narrowed it down to probably five or six that it could possibly be. Now, I'm going to... How do you want to handle this?
Well, let's work through them. So, Kane Corns was part of the commentary, yeah. And he works for Channel 9.
Kane, I would have no issue.
He was in the
next box next to me. He wouldn't have heard it, right? But
no, but he would have been the carrier pigeon, though.
I think he was the carrier pigeon. And this is what he had to... He's on a plane at the moment, otherwise we'd have him on the phone to dispute this. But this is Kane.
Well, I'm actually offended that I've been accused of this. I was sitting next to your pickers in the other commentary box. There's no way I would have even heard it, let alone leaked the audio to Nathan Brown. So I had more important things to be thinking about, and I do find it funny that you take the mickey out of everyone on a Saturday, and you have been for the last 15 years, and the minute it turned back on you, you just got just a little bit sensitive. But anyway, I've got my suspicions. Miles Fitzner sent me a text that night hunting the audio, and I wonder whether it was him.
So there you
Looks
go.
It's like Kane's dog agreed about that, Miles.
He did.
In the background.
Hey, I'm not getting... Trust me, I'm not sensitive at all about getting picked up on it. That's very
you
deserved.
You just want to know who?
I want to know how it ended up in Nathan Brown's grubby little fingers. That's what I want to know. So that was Kane. So I'll sort of let him off the hook because I thought, yeah, he probably is the carrier pigeon. But he did point the finger at a couple of others. My broadcasting team that day were Hargraves of the Sam variety, and Fitzner of the Miles variety.
You couldn't trust all of them.
No, well, I sent them I think was a pretty straightforward,
Oh, you gave them both barrels in the text, I saw it.
I did. So we've got Sam here, because Sam's going to pick up the running from you from 11. Now, it's going to be pretty snappy, because we're going to get to a couple other suspects as well. I'm going to try and wipe off who's actually done this. Sam?
Well, good morning, Liam.
Explain yourself.
Good morning, Craig. Listen, I've come in early, and it's to clear my name and my family's name. I feel after hosting this show so many times, providing so many stuff-ups for Off the Record, that I am part of the family on this show, and I would have thought I'd be beyond suspicion to even be remotely associated with these heinous allegations. So it's been a deeply troubling week for myself, the beautiful Evie, and for Charlie Bear. And I thought you'd all know that I wouldn't help the man who's got no regard for the ham story, and all these scriptwriters take all their ideas from this show as it is. It's been painful, it's been offensive, and quite frankly, defamatory. It was not me.
Who was it?
Well, I'll ask you this. Who's in control of everything on a Saturday morning? Who's steering the whole ship for the whole network and got their ears over everything?
Not Uncle Zip.
No.
I'll tell you who it is.
Who's running the whole football operation on a Saturday?
Ben Lyon, who joins me now, Ben. Now look me in the eye and tell me you didn't leak that audio.
Pix, you know you and I go a long way back.
We do.
I would never, ever in a million years try and defame your character. I vehemently deny any allegations against my name.
Hutchie, what do you reckon?
Well, when you're the executive producer, the buck ultimately stops with you, I think. Ben's just a leader. Takes responsibility.
Normally I would, Craig, but I was in the the other box.
First name me.
Sorry, boss.
Craig. Yeah.
He was in the other box. I tell you who wasn't in the other box, but was happened to be sitting right behind me when I made the said on air gaff. Is it gaff? was Donahoe. He's in the building. I want to get Johnny Donahoe in here because he was quick to point the finger at some unnamed Channel 9 producer who happened to be listening to Power Nation.
The other thing with John is he had absolutely no reason to be in the box that day.
Exactly.
He was not working at all.
That's a new twist.
A new twist. Are you saying he was actually in there?
I don't know what he was doing there.
As a spy.
He was not...
He wasn't working at all. He just came in for a look. So that's where my finger is pointing at.
Okay, so he's moonlighting potentially, Hutchie, on your dime... with Channel 9 as an associate producer. of what, content.
If I get an expense report or a car park claim, that's not going to go very well for him. I'm just taking a note. Well, 27:04:09:17 a.m. So that does narrow the focus on him a little bit.
Well, the focus is on him, and now he is in the studio under the bright lights of
this.
Oh,
have you brought them all in for your picks, Steve?
Yeah, I have.
Hello, boys. I'm downstairs trying to get some work done and on SEN Track, and I hear my name dragged through the mud again.
Mm-hmm.
I answered these allegations last week. I told you on Monday it wasn't me.
Yeah, well, you tell me, who was it?
All right, I'll tell you what I was doing. I was in the box with you. I was sitting there, as you know.
Why were you
I
there?
I went because I needed
to kill...
We're
on the radio, by the way, for anyone listening.
Why was he there?
I needed to kill some time between finishing Gareth's show and calling the footy that night.
Oh, wasn't emphatic, was it?
I went to sit in with you guys because I thought it'd be entertaining. So, but at the time of said gaffe, I was in the media centre getting a chicken BLT and a Coke Zero.
Do you know what this reminds me of, Hutch? This reminds me of when... Uncle Chop Chop got old Keithy.
You know what?
They were looking up at a wall, and he was looking over here up the tree.
I feel like I'm an easy target here. I know who it is, but I'm not a rat, and I'm not going to rat them out.
Yeah,
But I think what you should do, Pickers, is broaden your horizons. A former employee may have done it.
A former employee. This is Hutchie. Can we narrow this down?
Yeah. No, I think that's right, actually.
How do you think?
Well, I think there's, you know, one of the nine producers is a guy named Connor Brady who used to work for us, and he I think he went looking. He was a bit thin on Nash content.
Yep.
He knew there was a higher than average probability you go to the, well, let's say, the weaker of the two teams.
Don't say the weaker of the two teams. Hone in. Very, very
hone in on new picks in particular.
Admittedly, so, I was watching a race.
All right. Anyway, a bit of fun.
Good on you, Dallas. Thanks, mate. Thanks for coming. Good on you, Sammy.
We'll catch you later on.
Bit of fun. And trust me, I don't get touchy about that stuff. I think it's great. But I just want to know who internally is leaking. Who are the leaks in this buddy building, Hutchie? We need to get onto it.
You're the worst of all of them. You see something and you circulate it en masse.
Of course I do. This is my segment. So, yeah, there you go. So we didn't get to the bottom of it, but you reckon it's a guy called Connor Brady.
I think it was just good producing at nine, personally.
Well, there you go. Well, if that's the case, and they just found it off their own bat and wasn't helped by any of these said boys that we just interviewed.
I wouldn't rule out that it was heard by the said, but then it was aided and abetted by getting the audio delivered. Oh, yeah, we'll get that for you.
Yeah.
So I think there's another layer of accomplice.
Didn't you put the tape out around here so no one could get at the deck in there just so they could see who actually logged it?
The key when you make a mistake on here is to bury the audio forever, as I did that day when I ran out of breath running for the opener.
I wish I could.
Famously back in the day.